This plan would not let people buy raw, unpasteurized milk on supermarket shelves, but it would allow for on-the-farm sales that are happening illegally right now. It's being fought by a broad coalition of medical professionals and farm groups. Lobbyist Sean Paff represents the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association and the Dairy Business Association. He says they're worried a raw milk-induced illness would damage the hard-earned brand of Wisconsin's dairy industry.
We have America's Dairyland on our license plates. That's why I believe the raw milk proponents so badly want to make this legal in this state, because if they get Wisconsin's America's Dairyland, then they think they can go all over the country.
A different version of this plan passed the legislature when Democrats were in control in 2010. Now, raw milk proponents are hoping to appeal to the libertarian sympathies of majority Republicans. Raw milk advocate Mark Castle with the Cornucopia Institute blasted efforts to kill this bill, calling them a crass example of corporate lobby power.
The full court press by the dairy lobby is a protectionist attempt to circumvent competition they can't control.
Raw milk advocate Vince Hunt says the important thing to remember about this bill is that consumers would see dairy farms for themselves before they buy raw milk.
If you follow that principle, the health and safety issues will take care of themselves. Just trust people.
Governor Jim Doyle vetoed a similar bill. Governor Scott Walker has yet to say what he'd do if it reaches his desk. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.